Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
Nothing for him.
Let's go.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We made it to another Friday, and we are drinking.
All I want to eat is them
barbecue. I think we've earned it, you know, put in a good solid week's worth of work and effort and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff.
And we're, you know, I love Friday mornings because we drink with friends, we try new beers, and we're getting ready for the weekend ahead. And the beer that we're doing today is actually not a beer. It's a hard cider. It's the Ace Imperial Pineapple Cider High is what it's called. It's 8% ABV. And
I will say that, Mahoney, we did get a comment from Johnny Royale on the app. He told us to stop drinking sissy beers and slam some Steel Reserve next week on the show. But it is worth pointing out, Johnny, that this ABV is virtually identical to Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve's 8.1.
This is 8.0.
This is 8.0. Yeah. And
0.1%.
We've drank a lot of malt liquor over the years. So you know what? I don't have time for stuff I don't like anymore. That's why we traditionally feature beers that we think are going to be good or hope that they're going to be good. And this beer, I will say, priced at $11.99 for a six-pack, very reasonably priced for a six-pack of 8% alcohol by volume, cider. The five categories which rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability.
Dave just spewed his beer all over my microphone,
and I kind of like licked
it
off.
Man,
this is my little
it's
mic
your muff.
Cover, though. This is my muff.
It's his cozy.
Okay, let's continue.
I will say the look of the Ace High Imperial Pineapple Cider. Yum. I mean, the can just looks like it looks like a pineapple cider. But one of the interesting things that I will point out, Chris, the six pack, the box that it came in is in your studio. What's that green sticker on the top say?
Can you read?
Oh, I should turn his microphone on. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Dave. Mm-hmm. It says, this is so funny. It says, contains alcohol, signature of person who is 21 years of age or older, required for delivery.
So
This looks like it has alcohol, though, so I'm confused.
But it also looks like a soda.
Or it looks like it's also like a THC drink.
Probably, you know, like one of those letters.
Yeah. And the Ace, you know, this is coming to us from out of California. They've been doing this since 1993. But the can, it kind of looks like a soda can. It does look very pineapple-y. It's bright yellow, so it definitely has that look to it. Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell, and even just cracking this beer.
Instant pineapple, apple, like that whole citrus kind of.
And this beer, as Chris pointed out before we cracked the mics, is probably the coldest we've ever drank. So even with it being cold, which means it's not as, there's not, the aroma isn't as pungent as it normally is. With this being ice cold, it still has a very, very strong fruit aroma.
But even though it's listed as pineapple, if you gave me a glass of this and told me to smell it and you told me it was apple cider, I would agree with you.
Well, that's
like
really?
It smells so much like
that. It smells like banana nerds to me.
That's an interesting.
Oh, wow.
I could get that too.
The second you said that, yeah.
That's an interesting interesting comment that you made, Dave, because this is actually, they use pineapple juice in brewing this. They also use as their base, apple juice as well. So traditionally, apple ciders have been the most popular over the last 20-some-odd years, but now they're starting to branch out. So the apple note, very on par. Let's move to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast and take a big old drink of the Ace High Imperial Pineapple Cider.
Cheers.
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 Ooh. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh.
Lots of things that happened there.
Ow!
It's sweet.
That did 17 different things.
It started
Let's go
off,
in. We got to go in for a second.
I got to do a second one. Oh, boy. Okay.
That literally just somersaulted on my tongue in a thousand different ways.
We haven't had anything like this in so long that I think it's shocking our taste buds.
Okay, it starts off sweet.
But I think it does get better.
Okay. That first drink
was bad.
It starts off the first, when it hits your lips, it starts off really good. If you like pineapple, I love pineapple. So for about a half second, it was amazing. And then that finish,
just kidding,
was so, it's like the, it's similar to White Claw. It's that fake sugar.
Yes, I hate that.
And that fake, I hate that fake sugar.
Just getting goosebumps.
We did the Mountain Dew malt liquor about a year and a half ago.
The hard dude.
Yeah. And we really enjoyed it while we were drinking it. Initially,
but then an hour later, you still had that gross fake sugar taste.
Even longer than that, I would say about 10 minutes after we stopped drinking them, because we had a couple, because they were, it was like drinking Mountain Dew, that sugar just stayed
coating
there
on your teeth.
This one's not as egregious as that, but that fake sugar is just sitting on the back of my tongue.
It's still there. I mean, you know, I took a couple drinks and I can't shake it.
Right.
And the only way to do it is just drink more, I guess. Yeah.
Audrey, your thoughts, because you're making, this is like very sour, but like more sour than actual sour beers.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about this. You know, usually whenever, if I am ever going to imbibe or indulge in any type of libations, I want it to taste like candy, honestly. Like, I enjoy sweeter beverages. This is over the top sweet, though, and it's got that sour. It is very much reminiscent to, like, a candy for me. And it's like liquid candy, liquid sugar. I feel like this would give you a bellyache.
Even though they say this is pineapple, it feels more like sour apple, like a green Granny Smith apple than pineapple. Dave,
but I'm wondering, though, real quick, Mahoney, and I've got a question for you. Maybe this is because you are the dude who would know. For gluten, is the lack of yeast in this the reason why it's so sweet?
Well, there's nothing yeast in this as well?
Well, isn't gluten, what's gluten? Isn't gluten yeast?
Gluten is the main ingredient in wheat.
Yeah.
Okay, so wheat is not yeast.
Yes.
Wheat is bread. Okay, so, but bready is yeast in my brain, so maybe that's where I was getting confused, but that wheat is usually kind of like that breadier tasting things in beers. Maybe that's, okay, so that's what I'm trying to get out of here.
This beer could use more bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, like I need something to balance it out, and it just feels
pure.
Like it's like, I know it says that it's using apple and pineapple, but it feels like the syrup. It feels like the fake versions of pineapple and apple, and there's nothing to balance
when
it out.
Some of the bigger brews put out like their like lime or orange flavor, like Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, whatever. They always had that like syrupy feel to them, and that's why they didn't last very long. Although they fixed Bud Light Lime, I will say. This has that syrupy feel. Chris, curious, because you are the one who is gluten-free on the show.
Yeah.
Is this a beer is this a cider you would buy in the future?
Well, I want to start by saying, first of all, thank you, Mahoney, for thinking of me, because as somebody who has celiac disease, there are gluten-free beers, a lot of good ones out there. You just don't find them in public establishments. You have to go find them. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for thinking of me. I'm not a cider fan. I don't like ciders. They're usually too sweet. And that was the case right away. This was just so sweet. But the more I'm drinking it, I do love pineapple.
But this doesn't taste like pineapple.
It still does to me. And what Dave's saying with that fake sugar taste, I feel like I just ate a bunch of pineapple and it's still just kind of lingering.
I don't know, man. After drinking a Celsius and going into this, I feel like I'm drinking a actual worse version and 8% version of a Celsius.
I'll say the alcohol is not overly prevalent.
No, for 8%.
For 8%, the alcohol is not there.
But that's, I don't think that's because the alcohol is not there. I think it's such a gross sweet bomb that you can't even taste the alcohol. I mean, you know how I'm going to feel about this. Because I hate sweet stuff to begin with. I like it when, you know, like I like an IPA, I like a glass of scotch. Like, that's the sort of thing that I'll choose to drink.
Yeah.
This thing, not only is like the fake sweetness gross, it just feels like one big gimmick to me. Like, you've got high on the side of the can.
Well, did you read the back of the can yet? Anybody? I didn't even notice this, that Ace apparently says that they invented the pineapple cider back in 2013 and that this is the new improved version.
This is not improved.
This is
For me, gross. The mouthfeel, it's very carbonated, light to medium bodied. It does have a sort of crispness to it that exists. But the drinkability for me is I will not finish.
This tastes like something you would want to drink if you were 21.
Not even, because you know what? I'm judging. Like, I like to judge beers in their styles against other styles. And there's so many better ciders that are out there. So if you are a pineapple fan, I mean, maybe if You cannot have any gluten. This could be a good solid beer for you, but for me, this is a miss. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
Do we have them?
I don't think we have a drum roll.
This one doesn't deserve a drum roll. On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I get the Ace Imperial Pineapple Cider, a 2.6 out of 5.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.